Next on the list, Gina Deer.
This is the live broadcast of Canada's Night at the Knights of Columbus on K103.7.
Hello, everyone. It's a little funny that I'm following Rhonda because we just started to work so closely together, so it's kind of fitting, actually. This is, my second term that I'm finishing. I'm in the middle of quite a bit of work right now. I could start off with the Ganawagan-Quebec relations, a file that I work, like I said, with Rhonda. We've been working on economic development. I'm specifically holding that portfolio. We did sign an agreement around the economic development with Quebec, but very little has happened on their side, and obviously they're running into an election too, so it complicates that. So those are some of the things that, you know, I would like to continue working on. The gas tax situation is another thing that we've been working with on Quebec, and unfortunately it's very a fragile situation, you know, when it comes to taxes in our community. Nobody sees us, you know, collecting for any outside government, and the outside government does not like seeing their individuals get tax exemption. So there's been a great push and pull at the table, and very little getting done, unfortunately, in those areas. Also cannabis, that's another area that I've been working on, more in the business aspect and looking at, you know, what is out there and if there's any possibilities for Ganawagan to get into this industry. This is a large industry. We're looking at, you know, the legalization for recreational use, and we know that there is a great deal going on in the area of the medical. And, you know, having attended different conferences, seeing how it actually helps people medically, it's incredible. What's scary, though, is the legalization and where does that take us? So come October 17th, when that, you know, recreational becomes available, there's a lot of issues for our community. So we're going to be continuing, you know, the consultation with community, with the organizations, the individuals, and look at, you know, is there any possibility for us? Because revenue generation is a great part of what I do. Economic development kind of just spilled into revenue generation. And in my opinion, we need to look at having a whole new portfolio just on revenue generation. We've done the ventures with Mohawk Online, you know, and we've seen some of the things that have come to the community. Most recently, you know, was Dreams Take Flight. We've donated money. Onage had an event. We've donated money. And, of course, everybody knows, you know, the splash pad and the language program. You know, we've been donating money in those areas. So people are feeling and seeing, you know, these things. I've been working on, you know, along with my portfolios, different work groups. I started with the Continent 8 negotiations. That was one of the things that I had worked on, and I tell you, that was pretty stressful. There was a lot of push and pull in that area also, you know, between going back with the individuals with the sale and then going back with council, and, you know, it took a little bit of a toll on me, I have to say. I usually handle stress pretty well. Also working on the investment committee, you know, looking at what we did with the sale, the monies we got, and where are we going to go with that. So I'm also part of that. I have, I guess, several things that are going on right now that I haven't completed, and that's why I'm interested in staying here and doing another term and trying to see completion on some of those things, you know. In the beginning, I almost thought I made a mistake because it was so slow, but after 6 months and learning the ropes, I realized, you know, it is a slow process. You can't do anything overnight. You really have to be patient. But I think one of the things that this council has done in this past term, and I'm glad to be a part of, is the team dynamics. You know, Joe mentioned it earlier. I think it's something that we've been working on and getting accomplishment in, because at the table, when you bring forward your portfolios, you update people, there's seven people that need to approve a decision. It's not just one person unilaterally, and that team, I think, is really important, and that's something we've started to work on. So again, you know, I'm here tonight to say that I'm willing to work. That's the only promise I make to you, that if I am elected, I will continue to work. Nyawa.
Yay for the ladies. Bobby D. Deer.
Just a reminder, the advanced polls will be at the Golden Age Club this Saturday at 10 a.m. till noon. This is the live broadcast of Candidates Night at the Knights of Columbus.
Bobby D. Gawinidake Deer, Yujats Wagatayuni. For those who don't know, my biological parents are the late Joseph Danny Delabost and the late Elise Chicky Deer. I was given up at 6 days old to my biological father's sister, Shirley Delabost and Peter B. Deer, who legally adopted me and raised me as their own. In my life, those are the parents that I only knew. My grandparents are the late Marie Phillips and the late Louis Delabost and the late James Foote and Mary Deer. I was brought up in a home of old-fashioned values and morals. I was taught to be hardworking, humble, honest, and most of all, love our community. I grew up watching my father volunteer his time coaching baseball, hockey, lacrosse, and bringing kids to Jobar Odum. My mom spent half her life as a Gunyangeha teacher, teaching the majority of Gahnawage Ronu from the late 80s until the 2000s. They taught me what it meant to be Gunyak Gehaga. Their teachings are what shaped me into the woman I am today. I am the mother to Deus and Date. Despite the struggles of being a single mom, we persevered and we got through it together. I have brought up an exceptional young woman, and she's the reason I get up out of bed every morning. The reason I'm running is because I'm all about the people that shape our community. There's been so many things lately that have just been piling. I see that there's not much community consultation. A lot of us are left in the dark. It's like we have no voice anymore. I'm not going to waste my time up here giving you extensive lists of my degrees and accomplishments. I live my life leading by example. I am present in the community, whether it's grassroots meetings, band meetings, protests, marches, volunteering, helping out community members when I can, and I even did the polar plunge. These are the things that make me a good candidate. I'm at the same level as everybody else in this room. I've talked with you and I've learned from you throughout my life. So I understand what the needs of the community are. Many who know me will tell you that I'm strong-willed, results-driven, determined, and that I'll never back down for what my beliefs in. Should you vote me in, my goals and objectives would be residency issues. I will continue to fight to uphold Mohawk law. We as Gahnawage Ronu have the right to determine who is eligible to live in our community. On social issues, I want to look at resources for single mothers and fathers, and financial stability, adequate housing, support services. I'd like to see a women's center where women can go for support, and to ensure that our elders are taken care of in the best possible way. To continue to reinforce the zero tolerance policy in Gahnawage. Our streets are overrun right now with hard drugs, and it's disgusting, and we need to do something about it. In language and culture, I'd like to ensure that there's continuous funding to go towards our language programs such as Radiwanat Nierats and Yagwizaradache Language Nest. I'd like to see more community gardens happening. We have a big one, a grassroots community garden started, and I'd like to see more of it so that eventually we can be self-sustained with our natural foods. And I'd also like more cultural education to go towards the outside. Many outsiders, and they don't understand what we've been through. It takes a lot of courage to stand here before you this evening. I just want you to know I'm not running for office. I'm running for you. It's a new generation of leaders to make Kahnawake ours again. This is the change that we need, and I hope to be the voice that you deserve. Niawa.
Before I go to the next one, I'd like to request the audience people to at least silence their phone. You don't have to shut it off, but I was told that there's phones ringing now and then. Please have respect. Thank you. The next one is Kasanahawi Sky Deer.
Just like you said, yay for the ladies. Dekonurada da Wadadega, Kasanahawe Sky Deer Ujets, Nyawadzi Dezawe, Uwa Wasudade, Kwahigadzi Yuri Hawana. So my name is Kasanahawe Sky Deer. I'm 38 years old. Wolf Clan. I've been in council for 9 years now. And first and foremost, I feel that it's important to acknowledge all of the people who supported me in the previous election in 2015. It was extremely humbling and honoring to receive the most votes out of any candidate that ran. And I hope that your faith and confidence in me derives from my ability to do the job and my consistent updates to you on the political initiatives that are pushing, you know, Kahnawake's best interests forward. So Nyako Azuaguego. After my re-election, I continued to work on the same files that I previously held, which are membership, the Kahnawake Canada relations, heritage, and more specifically language and culture. The liaison to the Cultural Center Board, Chief's Oversight on the Kahnawake Legislative Coordinating Commission, Client-Based Services Committee, as well as I'm the Chairperson on the Finance, Administration, and Operations Committee, as well as the Chairperson of the Kahnawake Youth Center. At the previous Candidates Night, I pretty much focused on a lot of my functions within these areas. But this time around, I would like to focus more on some of my achievements, accomplishments, and I guess key areas that I want to mention. So as previously stated, I'm proud to announce that after 5.5 years of work, we now have an amended Kanyagahaga of Kahnawake Law, formerly known as membership. The formal reading took place last evening, and an MCR will probably enact it next week on Tuesday. So it's important to note that the 2003 membership law meshed the two issues together, being membership and residency, and I think there was a lack of enforcement, which caused a lot of frustration for the community. So moving forward in 2017, as Chief Kirby mentioned, the fact that we got a mandate from the community to start the residency work, because I think that's what people are more concerned about, who is living in our community, not necessarily who qualifies to be on the Kanyagahaga registry. So that work will continue this summer through our community decision-making process. I've continued the fight at the Kahnawake Canada Relations table for independence and control when it comes to lands and membership from the federal government. They talk a good game. We've all heard the nation-to-nation rhetoric that's coming out of Ottawa, but honestly, their words aren't matching with the work and the progress that we would like to have seen up to this point. So if re-elected, I would like to continue this work because I'm of the opinion that Canada has no business making Indians. We know how to do that for ourselves. And we say Ungwehunwe. It's much different between Ungwehunwe and Indian. Grand Chief Joe Norton and I were invited to give a presentation to the Standing Committee on Bill S3 in December of 2016 on Parliament Hill, and we tried to convince the federal government that they could not rectify the inequities that happened over 60 years ago in the Indian Act of women marrying out and losing their status, that by one fell swoop giving everybody status was the right thing to do without any real concern of the impacts it would have on our communities. Unfortunately, it fell on deaf ears. S3 passed with clauses that went way beyond what the court had ruled in the Deschino decision. So now we have this looming threat. Part of what I had organized was a membership citizenship summit that took place with all of the leadership of our Iroquois communities to bring them up to speed of what's coming at us. I was a keynote speaker, and we're probably going to meet again this summer to mobilize against this threat, and it's important that, you know, all of our communities come together. I've also been working diligently with the Cultural Center and Theater Group to try to get a new building for these two entities that deserve a new and innovative home to keep up the great work that they've been doing for this community and for our future generations. I would like to thank everybody who came out last Wednesday to weigh in on a decision to give the mandate to this working group to proceed on a feasibility study by the KSS site, and more to come on this project as it progresses. I've also been involved with the collective impact. I'm now on the steering committee, and I was also a keynote speaker at the launch last May. I was instrumental in the creation of the Language and Culture Network and holding our first ever Language and Culture Fair. In the term ahead, I'm interested in continuing all this work that I've been involved in to this point. But I would really like to work on is governance reform, because we can't continue the way we have with this MCK versus traditional. We're one people, we should have one government. So with that, I hope you see the merit in all that I do for our community and that you'll support me on July 7th.